The shocking Sarah Everard case. China enforces new election law in Hong Kong, a video game outage, and Russia versus Twitter. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Thursday, the 11th of March. For the first story, we're staying in the UK to discuss the Sarah Everard murder case. The UK has been shaken by this news over the last few days, but for those of you outside of Britain, here's a quick overview. It was reported that on the 3rd of March, a woman in her 30s had gone missing. Sarah was last seen when walking home from a friend's house in the Clapham area of South London. She left her friend's house at around 9 p.m. It's then believed that she crossed Clapham Common and was seen by CCTV on a main road at 9:30 p.m. before not being seen again. Sarah works in marketing and had not given her family any reason for concern in the prior weeks, so when she disappeared, her family were desperately worried. Social media was then set alight by people trying to find her, asking people to share any information and any potential sightings. But unfortunately, in the last day or so, it's been reported that unidentified human remains have been found in a woodland in Kent, with police linking this body to Sarah's disappearance. Even more shockingly though, a Met police officer, Mr. Wayne Cousins, has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Mr. Cousins is married and has two children, as well as also living in Kent. Little is known publicly about his potential involvement at the moment, but the link to the killing has shocked the country. Apart from this shock, many people have raised the issue of girls and women feeling unsafe on our streets, and have highlighted the work that still needs to be done to ensure that people feel safe. Many have bravely spoken out about their experiences, to highlight quite how unsafe women feel, and telling their own personal stories. A vigil has been organised tonight to reclaim these streets, and attendees have been urged to bring a light to remember those we've lost. Our thoughts are with the family and friends of Sarah Everard today, and we hope that whoever committed this act of evil against her will swiftly be brought to justice. Because of this story's inclusion in the daily briefing today, it's very likely that YouTube will demonetize this video, cutting off all ad revenue. If you want to support our independence and our ability to cover the topics we believe are important, rather than being censored by advertisers, then please consider backing us on Patreon or donating through PayPal, both are linked down below. If you can't afford it, then we completely understand, and we always appreciate a like or a subscribe. In the second story today, we move to Hong Kong to discuss new election law. As anyone who follows the daily briefing regularly will know, tensions have been rising dramatically in the last year or so in relation to Hong Kong's political system. That's because China's been trying to increasingly integrate the city, and as part of this, they've been limiting freedom of speech and journalistic freedoms in Hong Kong, actions that countries like the UK and US have spoken out against. Today, China has gone further though, introducing new election laws that will decrease the proportion of democratically elected lawmakers in Hong Kong. However, the 1984 Sino-British Joint Declaration makes clear how Hong Kong should be treated following its decolonization in 1997. The UK is supposedly reviewing this documentation and the new election law, checking if the declaration has been broken. So far then, it seems that the UK is likely to hit back against China. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has said that this latest step by Beijing to hollow out space for democratic debate in Hong Kong is contrary to the promises made by China itself. Exactly how the US will respond is as yet unknown. We're set to release a full video about this on the TLDR Global channel in the next day or so, so be sure to subscribe to TLDR Global to be updated. The link to that's in the description. In the third story of the daily briefing today, we discuss a video game. As you probably know, we don't cover these kinds of story often, but we thought that this one was pretty interesting. Some of you might be aware of a game called Rust. It was originally only available on Steam, but has more recently branched out to consoles. The game is played online and is effectively a survival game. The player must build a base and then try and defend themselves from raids from other players, which can happen even if they're offline. As the game is based on players building and defending bases, player data is vitally important. This is rather unfortunate in this case though, as yesterday a huge fire destroyed the servers that hosted the online game. In a tweet, the game's developer Facepunch said, "We've confirmed a total loss of the affected EU servers during the OVH data center fire. We're now exploring replacing the affected servers. Data will be unavailable to be restored. Therefore, any players who are using these servers have essentially had their progress wiped entirely. Luckily, no staff were injured during this fire, but let this serve as a reminder to everyone watching today, always make sure you back up your data, whether it's game save files or anything else, because in this modern world, nothing is truly permanent." In our final story today, we move to Russia to discuss an attempt to limit access to Twitter. This supposedly follows an argument between the government and the social media company about the platform's refusal to delete content. The Russian watchdog has threatened to halve the loading speed of the site if Twitter doesn't delete more than 3,000 posts from 2017 onwards that encourage underage suicide and contain child pornography, as well as information about drug use. Some are suspicious, though, that this may simply be the first attempt at closing down the social media site that has aided Alexei Navalny in holding President Putin to account. Twitter has made clear that it has a zero-tolerance approach to child sexual exploitation and anything that promotes self-harm and any lawful behaviour, such as bullying and the sale of drugs. So it seems like there might be a deeper Russian agenda here at play. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.